Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we want to continue our discussion of learning to see reality the way it truly is. We've been talking about this for some time now. Reality is the way things really are. Reality is everything as God sees it. God has given us the Bible to show us how He sees things. And we've been making the point that if you can learn to see reality as it truly is, the way things really are, according to God, then you will overcome in the hardships of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14, that's right. I think I said 4. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, sorry. It says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." It's God's will that you triumph in every circumstance of your life. That doesn't mean no problems. We are overcomers. Overcomers overcome stuff. To overcome does not mean you stop all the troubles in your life or that you keep all pain out of your life. There's no such thing as a trouble-free, problem-free life in this world because it's been radically altered by sin. Jesus said in John 16:33, "In the world you will have tribulation." That's just life in a sin-cursed earth, an earth that's been damaged by sin. But part of seeing reality as it truly is understanding the nature of life in a sin-cursed earth. We discussed that last week. See, when you learn to see things the way God sees them, then you can cooperate with Him more effectively as He works in your life and overcome in the midst of life's challenges. Part of seeing reality as it truly is understanding the nature of life in a sin-cursed earth. If you don't understand that troubles are just here, they're just part of life in an earth that's been damaged by the sin of men, then you're going to struggle needlessly. People who don't understand this often end up confused, frustrated, and angry at God when trials come their way. "God, why are you allowing this? Why is this happening? What are you doing?" Well, it's not God. It's life in a sin-cursed earth. And we used this example last week. Let me restate it because it's a good one. If you live in Siberia and you spend all your time trying to grow palm trees, you'll be frustrated and ineffective. But if you accept the parameters of life in a frozen world and work with them instead of against them, you'll be less frustrated and more effective. See, if you understand we live in a fallen world and there's no way around life's troubles. Yes, some troubles God can lead you around as you learn to follow the leading of His Spirit. Some troubles you can command to go from your life. But some troubles, you just got to put your head down and barrel through. See, these are the parameters of life in a sin-cursed earth. Some circumstances can be changed, and some can't. I run into Christians all the time that are frustrated. They want this situation to stop. Well, I totally get it. But some circumstances can't be changed. Now, you might say, well, what do you mean? Well, consider this. Generally speaking, you always have the right to command sickness to go from your body and material lack to go from your life. Both of those things, sickness and poverty, are curses. They're in the earth because of sin. I'm not saying your sin caused your issue. It may have, but probably not. I'm saying great, 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 great granddaddy Adam's sin caused your issue. And through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross and his resurrection victory, we've become sons and daughters of God who are authorized in the name of Jesus to speak to sickness and tell it to go, and to speak to lack in our lives and tell it to go. Now, obviously, you have to work and spend your money wisely. That's a whole can of worms for another day. But the point for our discussion is, generally speaking, you have the right to command sickness to go from your body and material lack from your life. But circumstances that arise from another person's free will choice can't necessarily be erased or undone. Many of the circumstances in our lives are there because of choices somebody else made. It might be somebody we know. It might not be somebody we know. But somebody's choice produced the circumstance. And we cannot necessarily erase, undo, or override choices made by somebody else, or the consequences of the choices made by them. Now, that's a whole lesson. We could spend a week on that. We're not going to right now, maybe at another time. But see, what I'm trying to get you to see is the way things really are. Like I said, if you live in Siberia and you're trying to grow palm trees, well, it's freezing cold in Siberia all year long. You'll be frustrated and ineffective. But if you recognize, hey, I live in an environment that's cold, maybe I ought to raise penguins instead of palm trees. You'll be a lot more effective and a lot less frustrated because you understand and you've accepted the parameters of life in a sin-cursed earth. Or in this case, in Siberia. See, you have to know which battles to fight, and you have to know how to fight them. God's word helps us make those determinations. With that knowledge, you can overcome no matter what life brings your way. You'll have the confidence to activate God's power in places where you're authorized to bring change. And you'll also have the confidence to activate God's grace to endure by his power in things you can't change. Now, for the past few weeks, we've been specifically looking at the Apostle Paul and something he experienced during his lifetime as an example of some of these principles we're discussing. You recall the Apostle Paul wrote to Christians that we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, Romans 12:2, and we've been defining a renewed mind as a mind that sees reality as it truly is. And we've been looking at an incident in Paul's life that shows us how this plays out in the life of a real person, how seeing the way things really are according to God can help you in very difficult situations. I'm not going to reread it in the interest of time, but we've been looking at Acts chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. The story actually begins, gosh, we got to go back several chapters to get the whole context. Paul was involved in a big uproar in the city of Jerusalem. Persecution came against him. He ended up getting arrested. Through a long series of events, he ended up being taken to Rome as a prisoner to appeal his case to Caesar. He was a Roman citizen, and he had that right. And when we get in Acts chapter 27, while he was being taken by ship to Rome as a prisoner, the ship encountered a horrific storm. But Paul was able to survive the horrific storm and the shipwreck that resulted. The ship went down, but he and the whole crew made it safely to an island, as God had told Paul would happen. An angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him, everybody's going to survive, the ship's going to be destroyed, but you'll come to an island, shipwreck on an island, you're all going to make it. And then once he was on that island, he was able to access God's power to throw off an extremely poisonous snake bite, and then he healed a number of people in the name of Jesus and preached the gospel to them. Now, we discussed all that in detail last week, but let me review. See, he's a good example of what I'm trying to say to you. You need to know what you can change and what you can't change, and you need to know when you need to activate God's power to enable you to stand. And when you activate God's power to bring actual change in your environment. Paul was in this situation in the first place because of persecution and unwise choices made by other people. Because he understood the nature of life in a fallen world, he knew how to deal with his situation. He did not try to override the free will choices of the men involved in his circumstances through wasted prayers. There's no hint of him praying, "Oh Lord, please don't let these people sail. Please." Paul went to him before they ever set sail and said, this isn't going to end well. You shouldn't set sail now. But they overrode him. They said, "We're going to do it." But there's no hint of him praying, "Oh God, change their minds, change their minds." Instead, he believed that God would cause it all to serve his eternal purposes as he brought genuine good out of real evil. And that's exactly what happened. We said last week, multitudes of islanders heard the gospel. We're going to meet people in heaven because Paul knew how to deal with his situation according to the word of God. Paul also knew that God was not the source of his trouble. They're part of life in a sin-cursed earth. So he wasn't agonizing over why did this happen. He also knew that he was in union with Christ and therefore authorized to tread on snakes, preach the gospel, and lay hands on the sick. So he was able to demonstrate the power of God in his situation and see people healed and saved, as well as his own life spared when that poisonous snake bit him. All of this brought tremendous glory to God. In a circumstance he could not change, which was persecution and unwise choices made by others, Paul changed what he could change, namely a poisonous snake bite in his own body, and sick people were healed in the name of Jesus. And then he was sustained by the power of God in what he couldn't change. Now, this brings us to what we're going to specifically focus on this week. A major obstacle to walking in victory in this life is lack of understanding of the place and the role of our emotions and how to deal with them. All this stuff looks good on paper. The problem is when we face life's challenges and we feel the fear, we feel the pain, we feel the hurt, we feel the anguish, what do we do? That's what we want to look at this week. Amen.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.